Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us while we break it all down. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Cannabis Hangout.
This episode is sponsored by Timeless and their newest Noir product line.
Dun, dun, dun. Their packaging is very sophisticated, I'd say, and clean looking. And I've personally been enjoying the Blue Dream Live Resin Cart. What about you, Saab?
I've been chiefing on the Northern Lights before bed, and it does exactly what I want within two puffs, and the flavor is... You can find these cartridges at a dispensary near you. Just be sure to check Weed Maps.
All right, guys, let's dive right in.
And today for our industry leader series, we're interviewing a brand that has literally swept through Oklahoma and created such a name for themselves. There's some really cool things about this brand, but one thing I know Brandon and I both love is this brand gives patients the option to consume cannabis to fill holes of their lives where they wish cannabis or natural alternatives were more of an option without giving you that euphoria or head high. It's so crazy, right? Well, guys, we are so thrilled to have the CEO of 1906 New Highs on with us today. So if you guys will please welcome Peter to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey, Peter.
Hello. Thank you for that awesome introduction. Wow.
Of course. We are so happy to have you on.
Yes, Peter.
When you say like, swept through Oklahoma like a storm. I'm thinking tornadoes and, you know.
Yep. I could start singing your state song right now. And that would pretty much sum it up, where Oklahoma is where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Literally.
But anyways, Peter, we're so excited to have you on today and just to pick your brain. First, we'd just like to say thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with us. We know you're busy and got your hands in a lot of cool things. And we're just excited to get to know more about the brand and you. So if you don't mind, we're just going to dive right on in. And if you'll just tell us a little bit about where your cannabis journey began.
Yeah. So my cannabis journey kind of started when I was a freshman in college and got introduced to cannabis, like many of us do. And I loved smoking flower when I was in college. It was kind of my pleasure. When I then during my adult years, it no longer worked for me. I would find myself more paranoid, more anxious, and you know, I had a long hiatus with cannabis. And then I met my wife, who was a more avid consumer of cannabis. And what she introduced me to are spliffs. So we started, or I started smoking cannabis mixed in with tobacco. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that worked so much better for me. And I think it was because of the low dose of cannabis. And so I developed a new relationship with the plant. And then when I quit my job in 2014 and thought about what we were going to do next, it was my wife's idea to get into the cannabis market. And we got in because we believe that cannabis is one of the most amazing plant medicines, and that we've had a relationship with this medicine since the beginning of human history. And unfortunately, the last 100 years have been vilified by our racist war on drugs. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do is create a brand that was focused on people for whom cannabis is a potential alternative to alcohol and pharmaceuticals. And not everybody wants to smoke or is able to smoke in certain times of day. And the drop off from a really good cannabis experience smoking to that of an edibles experience is too great. Most edibles taste really bad. You have no idea how they're going to make you feel. They're filled with sugary ingredients.
Yes.
and things that are not good for you. And it takes way too much time to hit you. And so it's like, okay, if I want to smoke, I can have a great cannabis experience because I can pick the strain that I like. I can know how it was cultivated, that it's pesticide-free. I can see it. I can smell it. I can tell the quality of the flower. I know that Jack Herrera works great for me and Blue Dream works great for me, but certain other strains don't work great for me. And it's like, why shouldn't I have those same options if I don't want to smoke?
Right.
Yes. And that's where, you know, that's where our journey started this is medicine and people should have access to it and be able to use it as an alternative to alcohol or pharmaceuticals. But to do that, it has to be low dose, controlled dose. It has to deliver a specific effect. It has to be fast acting and it should be as a healthy way to consume.
Yes.
So, you know, that it's like we're kind of no compromise people. Like, why should we compromise with our cannabis and medicine? And so our vision was to create, you know, a brand and products that people can love and trust and have them integrate that into their daily life.
I love that. I literally feel like your brand portrays everything you just said too. And what's admirable is that you created this based off of a need that you felt for your own body and yourself, mm-hmm. that you wanted that wasn't in the market. And instead of just like wishing and thinking that someone maybe would come along with this in the future, like you just ran with it and like you're here now.
And your products are literally like, I would say one of the best, if not the best in the market, mostly because they fill those holes where like people who have, you know, who take Adderall on the daily, like they have this natural option where it does what Adderall does for them and their bodies, but they're not harming them chemically.
It makes you
know what I mean?
Feel in control.
Yeah, which is so awesome. And I feel like there's been such a huge lack of microdose in this industry. So for people who are new or for people who want to fill those holes without getting high, your product is literally right up like everyone's alley, really, which is so awesome because you can't say that about every single product.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And look, we have nothing against getting high. Sometimes it's, you know, it's greed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But cannabis can do more than just get you high.
Yes.
And you know, my journey, I was diagnosed with ADD when I was a teenager. I was on Ritalin for 10 years. Mm. I was on Adderall for 23 years. I was on Adderall.
Wow.
And while it worked for me, it left me often irritable. Mm-hmm. It killed my libido. It left me sometimes disrupting my sleep, and I didn't like that dependency to a pharmaceutical. And so, you know, Genius was created for people like me that want to have an alternative to alcohol and pharmaceuticals, want something to help them have sustained focus, and doesn't have all the side effects. And it's been just Genius alone has been a phenomenal product for people, because it's also, we often think about, or a lot of people think about, well, cannabis is, you know, cannabis can't make you smarter. And so we had a lot of fun to be like, no, actually it can.
Yeah.
Used by creatives like since the beginning of human history. I mean,
right.
You know, some of the most amazing music we listen to today was created because people were consuming cannabis.
Yes.
That's such an awesome perspective.
So that's a great transition to, how did you decide what plant medicines to use and what worked best with the combinations? And like, how long did it take to really tailor down the process of combining, you know, different plant materials together to create each quote unquote mood for each drop?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's a lot of hard work.
I'm sure.
And it's something that we continue to work on and we continue to refine. You know, we came into this knowing that cannabis is amazing plant medicine, but there's lots of other plant medicines that nature gives us as well.
Yes.
And if you go back to, you know, pre-pharma, when you would visit a doctor or an apothecary, they would mix different herbs and plant medicines and give that to you as a tincture, or give that to you, you know, in some other format. And that's the way medicine was practiced. All of a sudden now we're in this modern age where we're just given a single molecule pharmaceutical. And that's not the way we practiced medicine in the past. So what we did is we first thought about, okay, what are the need states that people have? And that's how we got to sort of these six need states, from go for energy and bliss for health and happiness, and chill for relaxation, and midnight for sleep, and love for sex, and genius for focus. So we started off with first, what are the different things that people are looking for? And then we said, well, what constitutes a really great energy experience, for instance? Let's talk about Go for a second. And caffeine is the most universally used drug in the world.
Very right? addictive.
It's very addictive, and it's universal, but it works really well. Mm-hmm. And that's why we consume a shit ton of it every single day. But if you really want to get a good, clean energy experience, there are three kind of negatives associated with caffeine. One is it gives you the jitters. Second mm-hmm. is that you have a crash after you have caffeine. And third is it increases your blood pressure and makes you feel a little bit damp. So what we did is we said, okay, what other plants are going to help temper caffeine? And then we identified different plants that help achieve some of those benefits of eliminating the crash, reducing your blood pressure and increasing blood flow, and reducing the jitters. And then we start screening different plants, and we just do a lot of R&D amongst ourselves, and then we start doing trials. Then we start giving it to larger and larger groups of people to get feedback. And that typical process, you know, takes, like Genius took 4 years to get it right. Yeah. Yeah. And then we start learning and making adjustments. Like for instance, on midnight is the number one sleep aid, in every market that we operate in.
Wow.
Cause
wow.
it works so well to help you get to sleep fast. But then what we heard from a lot of people is, look, I have trouble staying asleep, not falling asleep. So now we're working on a new product, for instance, that is just focused on people who have trouble staying asleep, which is a totally different need. And so we're finding and screening and utilizing different plants that help give you that sustained sleep through the night.
That is so interesting.
It is. And like with the plant medicines and the herbs that you're, you know, figuring out what works best, how, like, what is the cannabis side? Like, what are you inserting into this drop that's, you know, meeting the different plant herbs, you know, that's not just cannabis, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I think so. So on the cannabis side, what we like to do, and this is what we do in Colorado and not yet in Oklahoma, but we will, is we actually use single strains for each of our different experiences. So love, okay. for instance, is always Blue Dream.
Okay, see, this you're answering it well. This is my question. Good job.
Yeah. So the Oklahoma market is still a little not as mature, so the ability to have enough single strain cannabis oil is not there yet, but I hope we'll be there this year, so that actually Genius will have a particular strain that's associated with cognitive focus. Love will use Blue Dream. Midnight will use a stronger indica, for instance. And then that's how we pair the cannabis side of things. And then everything we do always has CBD, because THC and CBD are twins that should not be separated.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The great explanation.
That was very well said. So you guys are essentially bridging the gap a lot for low dosers who don't want the high or beginning dosers who are just new into cannabis, but again, are scared of that euphoria, but just want to dip their toe in to see what the hype is about. What's been the most rewarding thing about creating such a brand, or a brand that's so focused on health and mindful consumption?
You know, what's been so amazing is the number of stories that we get from people who tell us about how this is the best sleep I've ever had. Or this is the best sex I've ever had. Or mm-hmm. a woman who's postmenopausal and her libido has suffered and she's no longer attracted to her husband. And all of a sudden, you know, her and her husband have a night with love and it changes the course of their relationship. Like
awesome.
That's really cool.
Stories that people tell us and now I've given it to my grandmother, for instance, who has trouble sleeping. Like, and the grandmother who never, ever, ever tried weed before, but now she's like, wow. So being even able to shift people's perception mm-hmm. of cannabis and cannabis consumers get away from the whole just say no, prohibition, stigma, all that. It's just a plant.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah. And so, I can relate to that. So I'll tell you just a little quick story about my dad. So we're immigrants and my parents have never consumed. Cannabis has always been, of course, a stigma. And so being in the industry, my parents have opened their eyes and been a little bit more willing to, you know, hear me out and try new things. And recently, actually, last week, actually, to be exact, I had my dad try Chill because he's been having crazy body pains. And my dad's not the type to say, yes, something works, or yes, something does, or he'll let you know when it doesn't work. But if when it does work, he's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, he'll just play it off casually. But so I asked my mom feedback on the Chills, and that's what I gave him to see how, you know, it affected his body. And mom said, your dad won't say anything, but I know it significantly helped, and I need you to go get some more. So literally that next day, I went and grabbed him a bottle of Chills because they were affecting his body right the way that he wanted, and he didn't want that head high, but that body high was what he was craving, and that's exactly what he got. So, I mean, I cannot praise you guys enough as to what you are doing for this community, this industry. I feel like there's a huge lack in microdose, and it's not really talked about that much. And it's like, oh, you're microdosing, and it's weird, but it shouldn't be weird. It should be very normalized, because in order to implement cannabis, I feel like in your everyday, microdosing is so important.
It's the way to go.
Yeah, it's the way to go. Like, you have to yeah. know, and you have to be able to do it. But also you have to have the products and people who are willing to provide that and really go the extra length, which is what you guys are doing. And I know I'm really appreciative, because I've pretty much gotten off coffee from the go now. And that's like my daily staple. And it has been for the last 2 months. Same. Which is amazing.
Oh, it's great before a workout. If you haven't, like, before a workout, take a go. It's one of the best things pre-workout.
Okay, I'm doing that tomorrow morning.
Because like, Brandon, are you listening?
I was nervous to do that because I didn't want it to, like, alter anything. But I am confident now that I'm going to take a go before a workout tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, try it. We have, you know, people tell us all the time, I ran a 6K in my 5K time and I felt amazing.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what's really cool are the combinations that people are now utilizing our different experiences for.
Yeah. Tell us about what you can mix together, the drops, and how it can treat certain ailments and whatnot.
I mean, there's all different kinds of, you know, we say sort of jokingly, like, Go and Genius is a great combination when you want to conquer the world, and Go and Love is a great combination when you want to conquer your partner.
Oh, wow. Okay, tell us more.
Go and Love. Go noted. And Love.
That was honestly, that is very noted. So what other mixtures? Because I know Brandon and I have both tried the Love and Bliss when we've been like in a really foggy headspace, which has been kind of a lot through 2020. We have been taking One Love and One Bliss, and that's been really good for depression and, you know, clearing any sort of fogginess. Do you have any other recommendations in regards to pairing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great combination, Love and Bliss, because it just opens your heart. And Bliss has a serotonin booster, so it works like a natural antidepressant, which gives you confidence. It helps you come out of your shell. Like, if you have social anxiety, it's amazing. So that's a great combination. And then Genius and Bliss also works really well, especially when you need to conquer your to-do list and you want to do it like with joy.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes this can be hard.
So that's a really good combination. For some people who have trouble sleeping, and that's partly due because, like, I can't shut my mind off sensation, which we've all experienced, taking Chill maybe like an hour before bed helps put you in the right headspace, and then midnight to just like, okay, give me a good night's sleep. That combination is really good for those of us who have trouble sleeping due to anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we tell people experiment, just try, see what works for you, works best for you. That's the cool thing, is that it's, you know, it's like mix and match, and you can choose your own adventure.
Which, that's so cool. Yeah, that was a really good. That was a really good way to say it.
How attractive!
That is very attractive. So I was browsing your site and saw that you guys do products other than drops. And just so everyone listening, when we say drops, they're essentially little pills. But in the industry, we're trying to get away from the word pill because it just doesn't sound as appealing.
They're also in the shape of a drop.
Yeah, they're also in the shape of a drop, yeah. Which is such a vibe. But what other products do you guys carry and plan? Do you plan to roll any more out in Oklahoma? The people are dying to know. And by the people, I mean us.
Yeah, we have. So in Colorado, you know, we started with chocolate. And so we have our chocolate gems, which are like beautiful truffle-shaped chocolate. We have our chocolate-covered coffee beans for love and go. And then Bliss, which comes in a peanut butter cup, which is, if you haven't, you know, come to Colorado, our peanut butter cups are to die for. We make our own peanut butter.
Yum!
That's how fanatical we are about peanut butter and the quality of it. This will rival any Reese's or Justin's, just even from a taste perspective, let alone like how it makes you feel. So we were, I think, next going to introduce our chocolate-covered coffee beans to the Oklahoma market.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So what are those? Oh. What are those targeted for? Or tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, so those are going to be our love and go chocolate-covered coffee beans. And they'll be coming out in the next couple of months. I don't have a specific date yet, but we're pushing to get that out soon. And then we've got new products. We have five new products that we're working on. One is the Midnight, a version of Midnight that's to help you stay asleep. And it'll have a different name than Midnight to distinguish it. And then I'm really excited about a product for women's menstrual health that we've been working on for the last year.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it that there has been no innovation since the introduction of Midol.
Right? That's so true. That's crazy that you say that because it is actually so true.
Yeah.
I mean, if men had periods, you got to bet that there would be hundreds of products that help address all of that and all the symptoms associated with it. And it's just a shame that the health and wellness and the pharma industry doesn't address it. And we know that women use cannabis for this. And there's some other amazing plant medicines that we are, that we've sourced and working with that I think will, so far the early feedback from women on this product has been like, wow, this is a game changer for me.
Very excited for that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And then we have three pain products that we're working on because pain is, unfortunately, we've got a lot of pain in our society today. And people are using cannabis for pain. Pain is a complex phenomena, and there are different types of pain. And it's very, very confusing if you are suffering from pain to find products, whether cannabis or not cannabis, that work for you. So just like we've done in everything else, we're trying to really demystify, make it simpler, make it accessible, and create products for people that help address their pain needs.
That's amazing. Wow. I cannot wait for all of those products.
I know. That's going to be so wonderful. So Peter, I see that you guys are very community-based brand and you're very open about movements you believe in and you're involved in always spreading knowledge and education. That's really cool to us because not a lot of brands do that or they're not very personable like that. Like your blog, even for example, have you guys noticed that you've built a community around 1906 New Highs with that approach?
I think so. You know, our name, 1906, that's the year that Prohibition effectively started. And our mission is to bring cannabis back to its pre-Prohibition status and highlight the failed century of the war on people. We should stop calling it a war on drugs. It was a war on people, communities of color that were decimated by a racist war on drugs. And mass incarceration must end. We have to, we have reparations to pay for communities that have been destroyed, by our racist policies. And we're committed to that. We're committed to a more inclusive industry. The people who suffered the most, from the war on drugs should be those who benefit from employment and other opportunities. We are creating a whole new industry that was built on the backs of people who are still in jail today. That is unconscionable.
Yes.
That was very, very well said. And it's so beautiful to see companies who were built on those values and that still are holding those values so true.
It's and rewarding.
Like letting people know what is up. Like I always see you guys post, I mean, even through the election, like you guys were constantly like pushing voting, like please go out and vote. And like with cannabis, I did not see a lot of brands doing that. And it was just cool to see how big of a push that you guys did for that. And even just that really showed that you guys were so about your community and the people who are like, you know, were hurt by the community, but also the people who have affected the community. I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we still got a lot of work to do.
Definitely. Absolutely. So much work. So to kind of switch the shift a little bit, have you been to Oklahoma yet? Let's ask that question first.
Oh, tons. So okay. My first trip after the COVID lockdown. So we went into lockdown in March.
Mm-hmm.
And my first trip, which was in, I think, May or June, was to Oklahoma. And, like, our images of Oklahoma were not great. We were watching Tiger King.
Don't let that fool you. We're normal down here, I promise.
We don't just ride horses. It's not just red dirt with cowboys riding horses everywhere. That's funny.
Where are the tigers when we landed? No. I love Oklahoma and I love Oklahomans. I have been to Oklahoma now probably a dozen times. Since we launched, I'm there every single month. I love visiting the dispensaries and spending time with Oklahomans. My first, you know, real meal during COVID was at a barbecue place in Broken Arrow. So we got a lot of love for Oklahoma. It's our first state that we launched outside of Colorado.
Wow! I didn't know that. That's so cool.
Oh yeah, Oklahoma's number two for us. And, you know, it brought tears to my eyes to be launching in Oklahoma because how well we've been received, the Facebook groups, the communities of moms, the bud tenders, they welcomed us in with such love.
Oh.
Love is the best way to describe it. So. We're committed to the Oklahoma medical community.
Oh, we love to hear that.
We do love to hear that.
Oklahoma shows so much love, period, in this industry, and we love it for that reason too.
It's so true. And I actually am a bud tender at a dispensary in Oklahoma. And when I tell you, your products are one of our best sellers, we literally have like all walks of life coming every week to get like new drops and they want to try all of them. And patients who have never tried them before, obviously the packaging is so beautiful. It sells itself with the beautiful colors and, you know, just everything is so aesthetically pleasing to the eye that even patients who have not tried it and they inquire about it, not an exaggeration, they come in and they're like, oh, you know, edibles. And then they leave with like minimum of two, if not three, like sets of drops, which is so cool. And that should just show you just how impactful your product really is. And it's really like healing so many people that really needed this.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear. And we're launching our single serve pouches in a couple of weeks. So these are, you know, in your bud tender pack, how you got single serve pouches of all the experiences.
Yes.
Did you get one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're launching that. And so that'll give people, you know, a very low cost way of experiencing 1906 and trying different products.
That's amazing. I think that
good
is a
for you
great
guys.
Idea.
Y'all are killing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, y'all are really freaking killing it. And we love to hear it. We love to see it. We love it.
So much passion. I'm here for it.
So I'm going to be in Oklahoma. I mean, I hope I can see you guys when I come out to Oklahoma.
Yes.
I would love to get together.
We would love that. If you just want to reach out to us when you're in town, we would love to get together and probably pick your brain a lot more.
Yeah, and we're going to need, you know, beta testers for our product. Like one of the things that we're doing now, if any of your listeners are interested, we're doing a study with gamers on Genius because Genius has been blowing up in the gaming community. So we've got a big research project to get feedback and solicit input and And then, you know, because gamers are really smart in understanding their performance and knowing what products work well for them. And many of them want to get away from sugary energy drinks and get away from Adderall, but they want something that's going to help them be at their best. So if you've got anybody who is a gamer and interested in participating in the study, you know, please, please send us an email.
Oh, we definitely will.
Yeah. We've got some friends.
We definitely have some friends. So we love to ask this question because everyone has such unique answers, but obviously with being in the cannabis industry, there are so many stigmas attached. What's one stigma that you would like to see changed?
That's a good question. I think the big stigma I'd like to see change is that is about cannabis and getting high.
Yes.
That too many people are afraid of quote unquote getting high, or they see getting high as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And that whole kind of not high crowd is what we'd like to change their perceptions of cannabis and change their perceptions of cannabis consumers as well.
Yes, I agree with that.
I 100% agree with that because cannabis is not all just getting high. There's so many more layers. It's like an onion. You just keep peeling back more layers.
Pretty much. Well said, Saba.
Thanks.
Peter, is there anything before we hop off here today, is there anything else you'd like to add before we leave?
I guess, you know, what else I would say is like, we love to hear from people. We have a text line, that we've set up, so that you can communicate with us at any time. And I'd love to give all your listeners that number.
Yes.
It's 303-529-2943. 303-529-2943.
Okay, I'll put it in the show notes as well.
Perfect. Yeah, ask us questions. Give us feedback. We love to hear things we could be doing better.
Okay.
And so any suggestions on what we can be doing better is always welcome.
Wow, that's brilliant. That's awesome. Will definitely get that out to people. Well, Peter, thank you so much once again for talking to us today. You were such a pleasure to speak with, and it flowed so nicely. So we just want to say thank you.
We are so grateful that you took time out of your day to educate us and our listeners on such a beautiful product that you guys have. And we are so grateful for everything that you guys are doing out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode of the Cannabis Hangout. And as always, Brand,
stay medicated. You're listening to the